سفر کر با بلا آرزوی دل ما سفر کر با بلا.
This walk, the walk of allegiance, is a very, very small example of the government of the 12th Imam. You see how people are serving the Zuwar. They've brought everything that they have. They've brought food, water. They're serving the sick. They're taking care, they're massaging people. Literally, they've brought everything that they have to support and help the Zuwar of Imam Hussein. The government is not paying a penny here. Everything is done by the hands of people, by the money of people from all around the globe, and mainly the brave people of Iraq. And we have to thank the people of Iraq for all of their generosity and hospitality. This is a very small example of the government of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. When he comes, when he establishes his government, people are going to support the government, support the mu'mins like this, in this way. They're not going to say, this is my money from my pocket. They say, this is the money that must be spent on the Shia of Mahdi, and Muslims, and the followers of the truth. So we're here to pledge allegiance with the 12th Imam and say, O Imam, O Mahdi, O Imam of my time, if your grandfather was alone 1400 years ago, we're not going to let you be alone. We're waiting for you. This is difficult to walk. People who've been here, they know that walking is difficult. Your feet will start hurting. Your back will start hurting. All the way here, if you sit next to people at night, they're either rubbing their legs, massaging their backs. This is nothing compared to what Lady Zainab went through. Nothing compared to what Sakina went through. Nothing compared to what Imam al-Baghir went through on the way to Kufa, on the way to Sham, and on the way back. People are here. It's not an easy journey, but they love it because they know this is the journey for pledging their allegiance to the Imam of their time. Today, Mahdi won't be alone. These people are here to say, oh Mahdi, we're here to support you. To support you. بنفسي أنت وأمي وأهلي ومالي وأسرتي. We're here to dedicate everything that we have to you. Everything that we have to you. Oh Mahdi, our salams to you wherever you are and whatever you are doing. Oh Mahdi, oh my beloved Imam, I'm sure you're here between your lovers. I'm sure you're here between your visitors. Hadith says, يَرَوْنَكُمْ وَتَرَوْنَهُ يَعْرِفُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْرِفُونَهُ. He sees you, he recognizes you. You see him as well, but you don't recognize him. I don't know how many times I passed by you, you said salam to me. Maybe in one of the mawqifs here, you were serving the zawar of your father, of your oppressed father, of your shaheed father, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. You were there and I passed by you and you said salam to me. You greeted me and I didn't recognize you. Oh Allah, I ask you by the right of Lady Zahra, by the right of my oppressed mother, the oppressed mother of all the Shias, all the followers of Rasulullah, to enable us understand the call of our 12th Imam and truly pledge allegiance and be his followers, inshallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.